pleasure to join you in this year. We begin the beginning of Shas. Baruchos Dav Beis Amin Aleph. Me'emas Haikoron et Shema Be'arvin. From what time on may a person read the Shema at night and evening, as it says in the Pasuk B'Shach B'cha. Mishosh HaKohanam Nechnasam Nechal B'Tshuvasam. Which means Tetzel Kochavim. Ad Sofa HaShmur HaRishon Adiv Rebbe Lezer. Until the first third of the night is over, according to Rebbe Lezer. V'chachavim Amrim Ad Chatzos. Until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Ad Sheyal Amud HaShach. Until the dawn breaks. Now what exactly is the dispute between these Tanoim in terms of when the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Laila is? So, Rashi tells us, Ad Sheyal Amud HaShachar, Shekol HaLaila Kori Zman Shechiva. The entire night is considered the time of sleeping. Now, of course, the word B'Shach B'Chol can be translated in two ways. When you go to sleep, or when you are asleep. Two separate and distinct translations mean two different things. So you get the impression, simple pshat, that Rabbi Lezer is saying when you're going to sleep, and the Chachamim are saying, excuse me, Rabbi Gamliel says, when you are asleep. As a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Gemara in Brochas Avdal and Aman Aleph, the last line, that's the middle view is always the hardest to understand. The extreme views are usually easy. So the Gemara says, Chachamim keman svir lehu. Who do they hold like? Ikra Belezer, Svirlu, name Ikra Belezer. Well, don't turn yet. Rashi. Chachamah v'kaman Svirlu, v'mashmos b'shach b'chol v'batar. How do they translate the word b'shach b'chol? Ikra Belezer, Svirlu, d'yistay b'shach b'chol. Kol zman sh'bnei adam oskim leilech v'lishkav zem makdim v'zem ma'acher. If b'shach means when you go to sleep, leim v'kra Belezer, d'yom ha'sof ashmur ha'rishona. D'vaday kol sh'dat olishan. Remember, this is the days before Thomas Edison. There was no electricity. How long can you stay up at night already? So those who went to sleep already by 10 o'clock at night. I'm using the 10 o'clock. I'm taking the day of 6 to 6, the average day. One third is through 10 p.m. Everyone's already asleep. So follow Rabbi Lezer. Okay. Dikra Megamliel Sphir Lahu, says Rashi. Demash Valei B'Shach B'cha Kolz Man Shebnei Odom Shochvim V'yesh B'cha Zer Kol HaLayla, right? When you are asleep. So what is it? What's pshat? So the Gemara concludes, which is the ultimate conclusion, the old Olam of Rabba and Gamliel Sphir Lahu, so really they in principle agree with Rabba and Gamliel, it's all night, but in order the person should miss the boat, and they give other examples of that where they made a Gzeirah Tzul Chatzos, but technically speaking, it's the mitzvah really is all night. This is what the Gemara's conclusion is. However, this conclusion is not exactly obvious. It's not completely clear. Because the Gemara Daf Tesemet Aleph discusses a famous story which is found in the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel's children. Everyone familiar with it? We'll take a quick flip back to the Mishnah Daf Beis. A famous story. Masav Bo Bonav means that Rabbi Gamliel be based on Mishnah. Amrul Ola Karine was Shema. We haven't said Shema yet. Amrul Ahem Imlo Ola Amor Ashacha Chayavim Atem Likros. If it's not yet Amud HaShachar, you are required to say the Shema. That's the story found in the Mishnah. On Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains what the conversation was about. It says the Gemara about 12 lines down in Tes Amud Aleph, Yad Hashta Lo Shmiel Lohu Hod Rav Megamliel. Wait a minute. They grew up in his house. These were his children. They never would have thought out to say it in this matter. In today's world, it's no kasha. But in those days, they presumably that his own children knew what the father had to say. So the Gemara explains like this. Hachi Kamri, that is what he said to their father. Rabbanan pligi ilavach. Did Rabbanan argue with you fundamentally? In which case, v'yochid v'rabim alocha k'rabim. In which case, now it's too late. Odil v'rabbanan kavasav svir elohu. Did Rabbanan really fundamentally agree with you? V'haide Kamri ad chatzos, k'lehach adam an avera. In which case, all right, that's the chatchila, but now that we already passed it to the midnight Siyag, let us say Shema anyway. On a level of Darais, that's good enough. And he responded, Amar Lahu, Rabbanan Kavasi Svir Lehu, V'chayavim Atem, V'ayde Kam El Chatzos, K'lehachik Odom Min Ha'aver. Good, so he gave the answer, which is saying the Avteska responds to the Avdala. But Rabbi Gamliel's children have to assume we're not idiots. They also know how to learn. Right? So what were they thinking? What were they thinking? So Rashi explains. Rashi tells us, the Pshat is as follows. Rabbanan pligi lavach, the third, fourth narrow line. Klomar, mi pligi rabbanan aloch, the hardy army at chatzos, davka kami. The lo mashmlu bishach bacha calls man shchiva, as you do tati, as you do abba. You hold it means all night when you're sleeping? No. Ela calls man shederech bene odom lis asik lele felishkaf, when you're going to sleep. No. So why do they say until 12, not until 10? Umiyu bahok pligi ad rabbelezer. Ilu Rabbi Lezer Sfiru Lei Zman Esek Shchiva Eino Ela Ad Hashmur Harishona Ule Rabbanon Ad Chatzos. Stop right over here. So we have a general principle, which is we don't like Machlokas and the Metzias. The Machlokas and Metzias, we need the great Tanoim to argue about it. Just take a poll, take a survey, and find out what's going on over here. So what's shot here? It seems to be this question of the facts. Do people go to sleep until 10 p.m.? Or do people go to sleep until midnight? Which one is it? This is question number one for today. And is everyone the question understood? Now we turn one, just turn one word off till Testament days. See the next mission. Me'emas ha'koran et shema b'shachas. Mishayakir ben tcheles l'lovim. When you determine between blue and white. Well, explains at a certain distance. And it's correspondingly when you get to be makaros chavero. 4 hours away, okay, a certain time. When is this time? Somewhere it falls between Alos HaShachar, which is when the dawn breaks, and Netzach Hama, which is when the sun rises. Somewhere in between there, it's a matter of dispute until this day, there's a point which is known as Mishayakir. Obviously, in the olden days, when they didn't have electricity, and they were, you know, it was much easier to determine what Mishayakir was. Today, it's very difficult, because whoever sees a friend or Tcheles and Lovin without a fluorescent light on top of his head. There were some who say that that's also Mishayakir, including because you count the electric lights. That's a wild cheetah, but it exists in print. But it's somewhere, it's a dispute where it is. Some suggest it's very, very close to Alos HaShachar, and some say it's more closer to the halfway point between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hama. That's approximations. It could be a gap of a half an hour between those shurim, which is very relevant for us this time of the year as the sunrise becomes later and later. Okay. Rabbi Lez Omer, notice the same name, Ben Tcheles Lekarsi. Blue and green. What's this all about? Blue and white, blue and green. What is this? It's color war. What are they fighting about? So blue and green is obviously going to be a few minutes later because blue and green are closer to each other. So why is it being difficult, Rabbi Lez? He has to say blue and green? That's question number two for today. Vigomra, and you must complete the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Ad ha-netzach hama. Who is speaking? Who is saying this? Is this a Stam Mishnah? Or is it still Rabbi Lezer speaking? How do you read the Mishnah? It's hard to tell. It's a bit ambiguous. If you look at the Gemara, on Avchav Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara says, third line, Leima Tana Stamak Rabbi Lezer, the Amar, Ad ha-netzach hama. So it's clear as day that the one who says until sunrise is who speaking? Who? Rabbi Lezer. It's the same Rabbi Lezer. We had three things from Rabbi Lezer already today. Three, right? First, Rabbi Lezer said that the Shema Kriya Shema Shel Arvus until 10 o'clock, not 12. Then Rabbi Lezer says that Shema Shel Shachar starts Ben Tchilas Lekaris and Ben Tchilas Lelova. And third thing he says is that the Sof Shema Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is sunrise. Oy va'avoy if we'd pass like Rabbi Lezer. We would all have to be have a totally different time schedule. Okay? Fine. Maybe it'll be better. I don't know, but that's the reality. But Rabbi Yeshua says to save us all, Ad Shalosh Shos. That's what we pass. So, Sman Krishma is 3 hours into the day. We'll get to it perhaps in the future, Shir. How you calculate these hours? Is it from sunrise to sunset, which is Shidus Agro? That's what most of us like to follow. Or is it what they call the Mogan Avram time, which is they calculate from Alos HaShachar to Tesek HaChavim, which is, of course, earlier. How much earlier? That's another question. At least 36 minutes earlier, and maybe more than that. But we are accustomed to follow the Shitas HaGro. Okay? An explanation is given. Shekein, Derech, Melochim, or two Girsas. We have the Girsa of Melochim. If you look on the side, there's another Girsa which says, B'nei Melochim. There are two different texts over here. We have Melochim, and some say B'nei Melochim. Doesn't matter much. Kings or princes, lamod b'shalosh shos. That's their custom to get up late. So once again, we have a question. was Rabbi Lezer aware of the fact that the B'nai Melachim got up late? If so, why did he disagree with Rabbi Yeshua? And moreover, since when did we follow B'nai Melachim? What's going on over here? So we have three questions, and in each of the three questions, the name Rabbi Lezer is found. I mean, Rabbi Lezer must have been a very great man. Chazal told us how great he was. And he is the first Tana mentioned in Shas. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. What a schus. Right? But today we're going to discuss with primarily, what is this dispute between Rabbi Lezer and the rest of the world? And is there a connection between all three Rabbi Lezers? Let's review it one more time. Rabbi Lezer said, the soul of Shema Shel Arvis is 10 as opposed to 12. Rabbi Lezer says, the Tchilas Shachris is blue and green as opposed to blue and white. Rabbi Lezer says, Sof Shachris is sunrise as opposed to 3 hours into the day. He's machmer in all three. Right? Machmer in all three. In order to get to the bottom of this, let us turn our attention to the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, on the Chesamid base. Remember, the absolute latest time to say Shema, the Mishnah base, was Alos HaShachar. After that, forget about it. That's just simply too late. But, never say never. The Gemara has the following question. It starts with a statement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Gamliel, about 10 lines up from the bottom on the base. Rabbi Gamliel says it's until Alos HaShachar. And the Gemara starts to push the envelope even further. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Pamim Sha'odim Kore Kriyash Mashtei Pamim Balayla. Achas Kodim Shiala Mun HaShachar, V'yachas Lial Chashiala Mun HaShachar. So we're not so impressed by this. Okay, we know that before Alos HaShachar, you can fulfill Shalayla. But Achar HaShachar, you can fulfill Shalayom. That makes sense. That makes sense. Right? Because after all, that's the beginning of the day. Fine. So that's what the first version said.
Not just Achar Shalayla,
right, what did it say? The order is wrong, you're saying.
Right.
It's a good question. I don't know. I have to think about that. What does it say on the side? Sure enough, Berif. Achas Shalayla v'Achas Shalyom. My Gemara has Oz V'Hodar, has all these new emendations which make life easier. Okay? Instead of doing a whole pack, I said a pillow for an hour, but...
I had a good catch in
it. Yeah.
Six seconds.
That's it. Okay. It's the best answer. The best answer. But interestingly, it's the second version. The second version, which is the last three lines of the Afches and the base. Name Rabbi Akiva. Pamim she'odem kore kvish mo shtei pamim biyom. Achas kodem anetzachama. V'yachas liach anetzachama. V'yotzu b'em yedei chovosa. Achas shal yom. V'yachas shal laila. I guess it'll change that one too. Hogu fakasha. Amit pamim she'odem yod kore kvish mo shtei pamim biyom. Alma kodem anetzachama yimamahu. V'hodar tani yosidich v'vaso achas shal yom achas shal laila amal el yehu. Was that enough to test him out from the top line? Lo. L'olam yamamahu. V'hai de karalu lelia de ika inshi de ganu v'ahi shaita. Some people are asleep during that period of time between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama. In the previous version, on the first wide line on the Avchesim at Beis, the Gemara said the olam lel yehu the same time they called it laila. But the karalu yamamahu. Look, it's not surprising. Not everybody gets up the same second. So you have this time period between Alos and Nate, which is at least 72 minutes, maybe even longer. But within that period of time, you can't say everybody is sleeping. You can't say everybody is awake. That's the time when people start getting up. Okay? So it's clear. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Akiva is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly that the very last point that a person can say Shema Shel Arvis is, at best, Alos HaShachar. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, it's not true. You can say Shema Shel Arvis after Alos HaShachar until Netzachama. Does he mean to tell me he's arguing with the first Mishnah in Shas? The first Mishnah didn't even get the free pass? That's a subject of great dispute among the Rishonim. Some say, yes, he does argue, and some say we pass in this way, some say we pass in that way. So to analyze this, I'd like to spend a few minutes in the Ramban. I think everyone's Gemara has in the back a Ramban and the Melchamas Hashem. I see that I can't even help you with it because my text is different than yours. I have the new Oz V'Hodor has a reprint of the entire riff. The Rabbeinu Yonah, with the Ramban and the Valamor, I will not be able to tell you what line you're in as compared to what line I'm in, but I'll be able to give you a general idea. It parallels on that bays in your print, because I see on top there's a correspondence. Okay, and we're going to read parts of a very lengthy piece. Obviously, we're not going to see the entire thing. Just a few lines. Okay. The Ramban is bothered by the question of what the Rif's view is on all this. What does he say? After a whole fight, which we're not going to go into now at all, because it's back and forth with Balamoros, as typically, I'm going to begin where it says, Aval harotza lefare sheyu kol divri chachamim kayamim yismach al divri rabbeinu hagodol zal. Now, if you give me your, I'll try to remember where it is. You found it? Okay, so it's in this print, it's on page Beis HaMenav, towards the very bottom. In my print, if you want to look it up later, it's page Hey. Okay? The Rabbeinu HaGadol, of course, is the Rif.
Four lines up
in your print. V'kach ikaron shel dvarim. Shezman kriya shma l'kayim mitzvah chachamim ad chatzos. From avol ad chatzos, layla b'sheina o b'pshiya acheres chayav misa, avol korihu ad sheyalem on hashachar. The misa is found in the Gemara on the Afdal, we're not going into that right now. V'afilu d'chatchil, d'vara laylu l'chol dov. Okay. Misha ol amur hashachar, nasa yom l'chol dvarov. That's it. We have the general rule. It's based on the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, the Avchav, where we are taught that although for some purposes which we try to be strict and not do certain mitzvahs, for example, until sunrise, that's with the Rabbanan. The Pshuto on the level of the Raisa, there's one clear cutoff between night and day, and that is Amud HaShachar. There's no Ben HaShmashas in the morning. In the afternoon, there's a Ben HaShmashas. We'll get to it some future shir, that is half day, half night, we're not sure what it is. Twilight zone, I call it. Between sunset and Tezek HaKhav. No such thing in the morning. It's a set moment. We may not be sure exactly when that moment is. 72 minutes before, 90 minutes before, whatever it may be, or some variation thereof. But it is a moment. That moment ends the night and begins the day. Fine. Till that point, you can say Shmaya v'lechatchil. It's still night. From that point, Mishalom v'nashachar, Nase yom l'chol devarov. So therefore, it should be certainly the end of Zman Krishma Shal Arvis. It's the very day. That's what the Mishnah Zanav Beis. Says the Rabbah, here's the key line. The Afal Pikeim, Keim and the Kosev Rachmana B'Shach B'cha, V'lo Kosev B'Boker V'Erev. Had it said B'Boker V'Erev, Erev is over when this, that's for sure. Erev is over when soon as the dawn breaks. It doesn't say Erev. It says B'Shach B'cha. Hoy Rabbi Shimon Ol Mishra Rabbi Akiva, She'yotzi Lechovaso Shalayla B'Diyevet. Why? There's some still sleeping until the sun rises. Asks the Ramban the obvious question. What do most people do? Isn't that what's usually critical? Here's the key line. Apparently most people already get up, much earlier than sunrise. It's only a minority that get up so late as sunrise. Says the Ramban the key line. Keva da afke rachmana b'lshon yachid. It says b'shach b'cha, mashma b'shach b'cha didach. You follow even a minority. Now, we have to understand, it's not everyone's minority. We shouldn't take it literally b'shach b'cha didach. A man works a night shift. We don't say that, and he sleeps all day. We don't say his krishma shal arvis is in the day, and his krishma shal shabbos in the night. We don't go that far. But the fact that it's found in a lashon yachid tells us that you follow even a minority. Where do you find a parallel? Oh, excellent question. The Rabbi will ask the question presently. Okay? Kedashinu perikoya kore, datav tezayin, belechtecha didach. Those who may know what it stands for there, the Gemara says in two places. It's also in the first parak. Prat laosek b'mitzvah, prat lachosim. That's the famous Mishnah, chosim potter min hakriyashma. How do you know? Belechtecha didach, when you go in your private way. When you're going on a mitzvah way, you are automatically exempt from fulfilling mitzvahs. Osek b'mitzvah potter min hamitzvah is derived from b'lech techa, your private way, as opposed to a mitzvah, alechas of mitzvah. So too, b'shach b'cha, the way of the minority, as opposed to requiring what we normally require in the laws of the Torah, to follow the majority. Is it clear? Now, v'keva di'ika inshi deganu, number one. Number two, V'iyu nami lo kora adai. He hasn't read yet. Motzi kori ad ha neitzachama. Umekan ve'elech leka degani. No one's asleep. Zeli has an obvious kasha. What are you talking about? We just read that the Bnei Malachim, they get up at 9 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? He has the kasha. V'i mishum Bnei Malachim. An amazing answer. Na'orim heim b'mitasan ve'enon rotzim lamod al shalosh shas. Lazy bones. The life of Riley. No one can sleep past sunrise in those days. Nobody. So they languish in bed. So it's a remarkable dichotomy here. Their languishing in bed is relevant to allow us to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris until Shalosh Shos. But it's not relevant to let us say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in a pinch all the way until Shalosh Shos. So at the Rabban. There were two other answers to this question. This is a good question. I'll tell you briefly the two other answers. One is the Rashba's answer. The Rashba says that the B'nai Malachim, that's a minority. He calls it a mi'uta de mi'uta, a minority of a minority. A minority of a minority has no standing on its own. However, this minority of a minority is relevant when it is buttressed by the slot, by the proper time slot. In other words, although the Torah says, b'shach b'chol v'kumecha, we should not be oblivious to the fact that b'shach b'chol relates to night, and b'kumecha relates to day. Hence, the fact that a slim minority, just B'nai Malachim, some point something, 0.01%, whatever it may be, are still sleeping, he thinks they're really sleeping, not the language. They call Yisrael B'nai Malachim, gentlemen. We could all sleep until just barely get up in time for Krishma. And I'm in camp, so wake up and go back to sleep again afterwards. So we have this power of B'nai Malachim. Anyway, so that's going to count for Krishma Shal Shachris, whose station is day. It will not count for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, whose station, if you will, is night. That's a remarkable Rashba. He's putting together two different factors which seem to be unrelated. Day and night on the one hand, and B'shachba V'kumecha on the other hand. He puts them both together. So says the Rashba. The other answer, which is based upon the Rosh, and if you look at Aruch HaShulchan, is, wait a minute, if we're going to say it's Makrishma Shal Arvis until 9 o'clock in the morning, why would you say Krishma Shal Shachris? Because you can't have one, you can't say both at the same time. Even in our Gemara, where there's obviously some flexibility, the limbo zone between Alosa Shachar and Netzach Chama, you can either say Shal Arvis or Shal Shachris, but most Rishonim say you can't do both. It's like we call a Tati disaster. You can't have both. Now, if you can't have both, by definition, you can't say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until 9 a.m. because then you're going to be caught without Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. There's no time left. So by perforce, you are required to finish your Kriya Shema Shel Arvis at the very latest, the cutoff point before 9 a.m., which is 6 a.m., which is sunrise. And then you have these 3 hours left to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Those are the three answers to your great kasha. The Ramban, the languishing in bed, the Rashbot, Miyuta, the Miyuta, and it's combined with Debu, but it would not combine with the Shel Arvis, whose home station is night, and they're in the Rosh with Aruch HaShulchan, that you're going to say Arvis till 9, you're going to miss out Shabbos completely. Okay, everyone with me so far? Good. Now, Bosai, having said this, and there's actually really one more line which is relevant to this discussion, which is probably by Anam and Beis already. Are you Anam and Beis yet in the Ramban? Not yet? Okay, so turn to Lamed Beis. We're going to read the following line. You may see it, Avol B'shal Shachris Mishnah Shleima Shaninu. You may be able to find that. And we're going to go a little bit past that, where it says as follows. It says, V'kula la'omer el-chatchila la'mitzvah el-lakinyan kriyash with the Shachris. Normally you have to wait till Neitachama for all mitzvahs, lechatchila, because you shouldn't make a mistake. Bris Mila, the works, Megillah, it's a mission to Megillah Davchav, lest you make a mistake and confuse it. El Inyan Kriyash the Shachris, we do not wait until Neit lechatchila. Why? Afal Gav de Be'inon Boker, Ve'ena Kol Hayom. Okay, so therefore we can't take a chance to wait until sunrise for two reasons. One, it says you don't have the whole day. Other mitzvahs, Megillah could be the whole day, Mila could be the whole day, Tefillah the whole day, Hazah the whole day. So you have the whole day. So Ma'achar, ain't no mafsid klum. So you don't wait until the sun rises just to make sure you shouldn't make any mistakes. But Kriyashma, you don't have a whole day. You only have 3 hours into the day. Keva dechsiv v'kumecha. And then he adds, here's a key line. V'ruba de'inshi lo kaimi ad sheyakir echad eschavero. You know, there's a whole range from alos ha-shachar until sunrise and people are getting up. Up, 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 up. Do a poll. They were so, we asked why they do a poll. They were so good in the poll, so the rabbi, they did a poll. And they found out, yes, it's a gradual awakening process. When is the majority tip? It has to be a tipping point. Must be some tipping point somewhere in this continuum between alos ha-shachar and nate. It has to be some tipping point. What is a tipping point? Tell us exactly what it is. What is a tipping point? Ruba de inchi lo kaimi ad shiyakir echad eschavero. What we call mishiyakir, that is the tipping point. Until mishiyakir, the majority is still sleeping. From mishiyakir, the majority are already awake. Is that clear? Given these facts that we gleaned from the Ramban, we're now ready to return to our original discussion. What are these three machlokas in between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabban? The first three machlokas really found a chance. I think if we delve deeply, we'll see. These three machlokas are my one basic machlokas. That's my chiddush. One machlokas. And the machlokas is the Ramban right or is the Ramban wrong? Not that they knew about the Ramban, that they preceded him, but the Ramban told us a big chiddush. Although normally we would follow the majority, the Torah, whatever it is, we always follow the majority. There's an exception, we call it gzeres hakasuv, b'shach b'cha, that you follow even the minority. This Gzeres HaKosov is a tremendous chiddush in the Ramban. It's not found in Shas. Ramban became a Tana. He's making Gzeres HaKosov. So the answer is, Rishonim cannot become Tanoim, but Rishonim can glean from the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that there's some lurking, hidden Gzeres HaKosov which hasn't been fully fleshed out in Shas, but it must be there, otherwise we can't understand what's going on. That's exactly what happened over here. Ramban figured out there must be this Gzeres HaKosov of B'shach B'cha, privately, not quite private for a night worker, but when we say following a minority, this is the main yisod of the sukkah according to Ramban. But guess what? Who denies it? One person denies the Ramban. His name is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says this yisod is incorrect. Rather, I don't darshan this, as we say. Therefore, we're going to follow the majority here, as we would have normally followed the majority, even according to the Ramban, but for this Gzeres HaKosov, which he made up. As it says, my dear friend Ramban, that may be pshat in my colleagues, but I deny it. There's no such thing. Now, if you go with that Mahalach, there's no such thing. They'll pick up the pieces in the various disputes between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabban. We had three disputes. Let's review the three disputes. The first one was in the first Mishnah. Why did we say according to Rabbi Elazar that the Sof Zman Shema, assuming that B'shach means when you're going to sleep, is 10 p.m., whereas according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Gamliel's children in Havamina, it ends at midnight. What are they fighting about the Metzius when people go to sleep? So Rashi gave us a little bit of a tip when Rashi had a test that we saw. Take a look again one more time. Rashi had a test in Aleph. And Rashi told us towards beginning of the narrow lines. Either Rabbi Elazar Svirlei is man esek shchiva eino elat at Ashmur Rishonim. The Rabbanon al Chatzos, we have to catch and take a poll. Gentlemen, they took a very careful poll. And what did they find out? They found out that the majority were already in bed by 10 p.m. Wouldn't it be logical? You have no electric lights. What are you going to do already for 4 hours? So the majority, according to Rabbi Elazar, that is what we'll call in our language today, pumpkin time. That's it. Once 10 p.m. passes, it's too late to fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Aris, because we follow the majority. Majority already asleep. Rabbanan saying, no. It's true the majority are asleep by 10. But there was a miyuta. Again, well, maybe perhaps as opposed to a miyuta, the miyuta, according to the Rashba. You have to draw this line somewhere. Something is just, it's off the charts. So it's hard to give percentages, what is a miyuta, what's a miyuta, the miyuta? I'm not ready to give percentages right now. Right? We don't know what the Rashba didn't give us percentages. Right? But until Chatzos, there was a miyut b'nei Adam that is awake. After Chatzos, it's already only a miyut of the miyut. We don't take them into account. So therefore, Rabbanan say, your facts are right. The majority are in bed by 10, tucked in. What do they say? It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Rabbi Lezer does. They're asleep. Right? Because everyone's sleeping. But Chachamim have this miyuta that's still out there. Some suggest it's Tamina Chachamim, the real Malach, Malach and Rabbanan. They sit up and learn for the extra 2 hours. Ha, halavai. That should be pshat. I think that could be the Mitzvah says that pshat. Others say that pshat. That Tzlach already is suggesting along these lines about a miyut being awake. But that's what's suggesting pshat. That the first machlokas and shas, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan, as understood by Rabbi Gamliel's children, it's not the correct pshat. The real first machlokas and shas is whether b'shachar means when you're going to sleep or when you're sleeping. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel that it means when you are asleep, not when you're going to sleep. And we felt, say, even according to the opinion of the Rabbanan that says it is until chatzos, presumably they also agree it is when you are asleep, but they make a gzera, l'harches adam min ha'aveira. Rabbi Lezer, who we don't pass like, says it's when you are going to sleep. So I have this as a remembering point. Some of you may use it an article siddur to daven sometimes. It's been known to happen. Other shuls have it. Open up the Kriya Shema, and you'll see an amazing translation. The article, I'm a big fan. Their translations are usually very, very good. Here I don't agree with their translation. On the word b'shach, where they write, when you retire. They don't mean it's 65. They say, when you retire, maybe you go to sleep. Was Rabbi Lezer writing art scroll? According to Rabbi Lezer, that's a correct translation. But the way we have it, according to the Rabbanan, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, retire is the wrong word. That means when you're already retired, you know, so retire is a, you know, you do it once. I'm retired, from 65 to 95, whatever it may be. Right? They retire, they make a retirement party. That's. So when you retire, it's when you're going to sleep. They shouldn't have said that. Should have said, maybe when you are retired, or maybe I would say when you are lying down, give a less elegant but more accurate translation. I must tell you that I researched and I found one obscure view which would perhaps defend the shita of Otzko, that claims that people are going to sleep the whole night. That's Pshat Rabbi Gamliel. It's an obscure shita, but it's really not that. That's really very hard to accept. But I found a Rishon who said so. I cannot imagine that they found that Rishon. I think it's just that he mistranslated it, if you ask me. Okay?
According to Rabbi Gamliel, if it's when you're going to sleep, so the duality of Bishapacha Uv Kumecha
is inaccurate.
Because Uv Kumecha is at one point in time.
No, ask the question. Rabbi Yosef Kar asked the question. It's not parallel. B'shachra means what? When you are asleep. And b'kumecha means when you are getting up. I'll tell you his teretz, knock your socks off. His teretz is that on a level of Doraisa, a person can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis all day. Hey. That's not bad. He brings it right from the Rambam. And the Rambam says he can say Birchas Kriya Shema all day.
They don't teach that
issue. No, no way. Because even if the Kesef Mishnah is right, he agrees that by Midrabanan, you can't say Shema past 9 a.m. And he explains it, since Sos Matfila is 10, they gave you an hour to say Shema. Hey. They had to have a cutoff form, which was earlier. Most authorities assume this is an incorrect opinion. It's against the Tosefta. The Tosefta seems to say clearly that Zman Kriyishma is a Din Dorais. Joseph is a Torah, we gave a Sos Zman Kriyishma Shel Shacharis. So the Rabbanan gave a Sof Sman Tefillah Shel Shabbos. Come on. The Magen Avraham answers based on semantics, and it precedes the Magen Avraham. In the Hebrew language, B'shachbo can be interpreted in one of two ways. Either when you are going to sleep, or when you are asleep. The word B'kumecha in the Hebrew language does not mean when you are up. It only means when you're getting up. The Hebrew language has nuance. So therefore it turns out that's in fact not parallel. Because the two words are not exactly parallel in their original semantic meaning. One has two meanings and one only has one. This is the answer which is given by the Magen Avraham and the Taz. That's the accepted answer. It's a very good question. Okay, we only have a few minutes left. Let's now turn to our two other disputes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, which are both found in the Mishnah, on Aftes Amid Beis. We'll start the last one. It's sort of self-explanatory. When do you finish Ma'ashel Shachris? The Gomer according to Rabbi Lezer. Ad Anetz Acham. Rabbi Shua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shos. Shekein Derech, B'nei Melochim, Lama B'Shalosh Shos. So we asked before, what are they fighting about? Now it's self-explanatory. They all agree to the facts that the majority gets up until sunrise. By sunrise, the majority is up. And they all agree that there's a small minority, or a minority, that's getting up for 3 hours longer. So what do you do with it? So again, the Shitasa. Rabbi Lezer says, what is the cutoff point? Sunrise. After the majority is already up. It's simply too late, right? There's no way you can say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris after the majority wakes up. Forget about it. But the Chachamim, or Rabbi Yeshua, follows the Chachamim, the majority view, which we paskin like, says, no, we follow the minority. Derech Bnei Melachim, get up until 9 o'clock in the morning. And then whenever the minority gets up, it can still say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. This fits in like a glove into our theory. Again, our theory has been that the Ramban's Chiddush, that we are following the minority, you don't really follow the majority, is exactly the dispute between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer denies it, the Chachamim accept it. That's why we said before, if the Shachamim, when you're going to sleep, till 10, the Rabbi Lezer, until 12, according to the Chachamim. Here too, when you're getting up, the end of the Makrishma Shel Shachris, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's sunrise when the majority get up. And according to the Chachamim, it's 9 o'clock when there's a minority still getting up. It fits in like a glove. We're left with only one final point. The dispute between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim as to blue and white and blue and green. That sounds like it's being petty. Blue and white, blue and green. What is this all about? Here's my answer. You know, we said before, for example, that we paskin that the Shema Shel Arvis B'Doraisa all night. They said, Ad Chatzos, our rabbis are afraid you're going to make a mistake. Now, do we know exactly what Mishiyaker is? There's such a big dispute now that some say Mishiyaker is only a few minutes after the Alos HaShachar. And the basis for that is the Tosfos on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Just briefly. Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph talks about Leman the Goni Bebayis Ofel. At this man, that's the cutoff point, which the Pesach Neisum means Alos HaShachar. V'im Toma Halo, Rabbi Lezer Boy, Ad Sheyaker Ben Chelos LeKarsi V'Krishma Shel Shachris. So how can you say Krishma Shel Shachris when it's the Sofa Shmura, which is Alos HaShachar? V'yam Shloma, Mikom Begom Kevin the Yodah Mosi Alos Yalam on HaShachar. Kodem Sheyokom V'Yizam Ben Atzvo Kvor Yigia Oso Es. Till you get up, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. It's already going to be Mishayaker. Sounds like a very short time after Alos HaShachar. Some say it's a little 6 minutes or 12 minutes. It means at least an hour before Mishayaker, before sunrise. And some say it's not much more than a half an hour. So there's big disputes. So putting these great disputes aside, it's clear that a person can make a mistake in Mishayaker ben Tchelos Lelovim. He'll think the time has arrived when it really hasn't arrived. That's obvious in this dispute that the poskim have. They'll say it's a big deal. How big a deal is it? What if he says Kriya Shema too early before Mishayaker ben Tchelos Lelovim? How much of a disaster is that? What do you say? What do you say? Is it a disaster? It's not just a disaster. No. What do you say?
Depends if it's still nighttime.
No. Depends on something else. There always the answer is it depends, but what does it depend on? So the Ramban told us that the tipping point when the majority is awake is Mishayaker ben Tchelos Lelovim. No. What if you say a few minutes early by mistake?
Because the minority is awake then.
So according to Chachamim, it's okay. You can already fulfill Shema B'diyev from Alos HaShachar. So it's not for disaster. So he left it on Din D'Oraisa. Mishayaker ben Tchelos Lelovim. That's what we'll call the Zman L'chatchila. L'chatchila, the Ramban to be followed the majority. L'chatchila, we should say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar between Mishayaker and sunrise. That's what we call Vesikin. Because the majority, right? So that the majority are getting up. The majority starts from Mishayaker, and it's still a significant number getting up until Nate, and after that, it's already a small minority that we try to avoid the Chatchil. Okay. What if you make a mistake, you'll miss it by a minute. So miss it by a minute, it's still Yosef in the end. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that we have to follow the majority. So until Mishayaker Metchil is the lover. If you said it a minute too early, you're not Yotiv ibn the Eved. The Chacham had to build in some kind of a buffer zone, a safety zone. So what do they do? blue and green. You'll say between blue and green. So that's going to be a few minutes later. After blue and white, you make a mistake in blue and green, you'll say 2 minutes earlier. So what? It'll at least be after between blue and white. So Yotze Mikaradin. So this third Machalokos is again the Shitasam. Whether there a need for a siyog to make it blue and green as opposed to the real Zlan of the robe, which is blue and white, Kundacham has no need for such a siyog, because even you said earlier, Yotze B'dievet. Kundacham Beleza, that denies the Ramban's view, that you have to have a majority, so then there's a need for a siyog, say postpone it a few minutes, instead of mission between blue and white, he said between blue and green. Okay, 9 o'clock, we have to stop. I wanted to discuss, after we get off the air, what the future of the Shiva. First, the next 2 weeks I'm in Eretz Yisrael.